President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan faces criticism, and not just from Republicans. His critics assert that he exceeded his authority in doing this. They also say he didn't address the larger problem of college costs.
NPR education reporter Sequoia Carrillo says a lot of former students have an entirely different set of questions.
In the wake of this announcement, I've been chatting with a lot of student loan borrowers who had a lot of questions. And these are a few that just kept coming up over and over again, kind of specific questions about who qualifies for what type of loan forgiveness.
Which people must really have questions because it's personal to them. There are millions of people who are either in the program or out of the program at this point.
Yes.
So here's one of the questions on your list. How do I apply for this forgiveness, or do I even need to apply?
Yes, so most borrowers will have to submit an application for loan forgiveness just to prove that they meet the income requirements. The good news is about 8 million or so borrowers already have income information on file with the Department of Education.
Okay.
And they should qualify to have their debts canceled automatically.
They don't even have to ask?
So they should keep an eye on their loan balances and make sure that they're following through on this, but it should happen automatically. But for everyone else, which is the majority of borrowers, they'll have to submit an application. And we don't really know what the application will look like yet, but we do know when it's coming. It should be out in early October. And the administration says it'll take about 4 to 6 weeks to process an application. So they're asking for borrowers to try to submit before November 15th. That way they have ample time to get everything processed before the loan pause ends at the end of the year.
Here's another common question. Of course, there's an income requirement. You have to be below a certain income. People's incomes have changed a lot over the last couple of years. People have left their jobs, lost their jobs, changed jobs. How do they calculate their income? What counts?
This is such a good question, and one I have heard over and over again. And really what we have is, according to a senior White House official, they will be looking at borrowers' incomes from 2020 or 2021. And here's what that means. If in either 2020 or 2021, an individual borrower made less than $125,000 or $250,000 for a couple, then they are eligible for forgiveness. So it's an either-or situation. And more information on this should be coming out soon. This is just what we have right now.
Okay, so those 2 years are the key years to look at, not before, not since, that sort of thing. When they say it's up to $10,000 forgiveness or $20,000 in some cases, what does the up to part mean?
Basically, the up to is about how much debt you have. So if you owe, say, $7,000 in student loans, but you qualify for up to $10,000 in forgiveness, you get all $7,000 erased, but you don't get that $3,000 extra.
One other question. What if you're someone who just recently paid off your student loan, kept paying through the pandemic when you could have had a pause and just paid and got it done? Can you get your money back?
Okay, so the Ed Department's website says borrowers can request a refund for any payment made during the payment pause, which has started back in March of 2020. To get this refund, borrowers have to contact their loan servicer first. And then once your loan balance resets after the refund, you should apply for forgiveness under Biden's new plan. Obviously, before you request a refund or go any further, you should try to make sure that you qualify for some level of forgiveness, either the baseline $10,000 or the up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients.
But you can look into it. If you don't ask, you don't get. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo covers education. Thanks so much.
Thank you.